Time for another Dream Team interview here on J98 The Boot. And joining us now is Carissa Belfield of the Central Rebels. Carissa, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Well, thank you for having me.
So how did you find out that you made the Dream Team?
This year, I actually listened to the radio. Last year, I kind of just found out on Twitter, but this year, I just listened to the radio.
Nice. So how did it feel when you heard your name announced?
It was pretty exciting. I just felt like all my hard work has been paying off.
Well, it certainly paid off in season for you. You wound up finishing second in state to end your career, so that must have been pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was kind of a goal that our team wanted to do, was make it to the state finals.
Now, that was your last year playing, was the team's first year in the spring season, and you had a big layoff from the last time you played then, because you had to spend the... You played in the fall of 2016 and then didn't play in 2017 and picked it back up again in the spring of 2018. Was there kind of that itch within the team to get back out there on the field and play again after such a long layoff?
Yeah, the team, we could definitely, we wanted to play. I missed playing fall just because, like, it was closer, but we just felt like it took forever for the season to come. But, I mean, we still had enough time to practice and just get ready for the spring.
Were there any adjustments that you had to make with your schedule of things, that as the season went on, it got warmer as opposed to colder? Was there anything besides just playing in a different time that felt different about playing in a different season?
Yeah, I mean, in the fall, it's kind of like towards the end of the summer, and we'd start practice like first couple weeks of August, and it was definitely hot in August. And then when we started practicing in like February, like there's definitely a temperature change, and we had to adjust to wearing layers. And just if it was a little warm outside, like definitely going to practice and taking advantage of the days like that it was too cold to go outside and practice.
Well, and I'm sure you were certainly happy that as the year went on, it got warmer and warmer.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely nice. It kind of felt like we were playing fall ball again.
Do you know if you are, I guess you would know by now, are you planning on playing college softball anywhere?
Yes, I will be going to Maryville University.
Nice. And what drew you to Maryville?
It just has a great atmosphere. The softball program has been very successful. The school there, because it is all about your academics. They have a good school system there, and I just felt like it was the right place for me.
You mentioned academics. What do you plan on majoring in?
Well, since I have a lot of college credit already, I will be graduating as a junior, and I plan on majoring in secondary education.
Nice. So you see yourself as a teacher in the future?
I hope so. And possible coach.
Coach of basketball or base or softball, because you played both.
Well, whatever I need to do.
Whatever you need to do. Would you rather coach against Coach Mapes or against Coach Wallen? Which would you get more excitement out of?
That's a hard one. I mean, Coach Mapes, he definitely scouts his teams, and he knows that everything that every team is going to do better than probably that team knows. And then Coach Wallen, you just never really know, like, the situation, because our team liked to bunt a lot and liked to do, like, some, like, different things hitting-wise that would be hard to, like, kind of be ready for.
And both coaches kind of run systems that keep you on your toes. You already mentioned with Coach Wallen with bunts and changing things up a lot. And, yeah, as you know from playing for him, Coach Mapes will just hound teams all game long with full-court press and full-court trap, forcing turnovers.
Yeah, and also with Coach Wallen, like, he does scout other teams, and he does know, like, what the pitchers are going to do and stats, like where a hitter is most likely to hit the ball and, like, what pitches the pitcher, like, most likely is going to pitch. So he's definitely prepared, too.
Carissa, is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your athletic career?
Well, my parents. I mean, the countless amount of tournaments they've drove me to, all the practices, just everything. I want to thank my friends and my family for always supporting me, and just everyone that's been to the games and supported me throughout my whole career.
That is Carissa Belfield joining us for her Dream Team interview here on J98. Carissa, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be back after this on J98.